Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. This is about the Chagos Islands Agreement. So these islands were ruled by the United Kingdom, I think, since the late 18th century in the Indian Ocean. And I'm not sure when they were first populated, but they were considered part of the other British colony of Mauritius, which is also in the Indian Ocean, but over 1,000 kilometres away. Anyway, when Mauritius granted independence, it was agreed that the Chagos Islands wouldn't go with them. There was some debate with whether there was any permanent population of the Chagos Islands. In the late 60s, the Labour government, the United Kingdom under Harold Wilson, leased one of them, Diego Garcia, to the United States, I think, for 99 years. So that was it. Because it's crucial in its location. The strategic importance is that gives you air cover over so much of the Pacific Ocean, sorry, Indian Ocean, even if you don't have an aircraft carrier around there. So they also wanted to deny territory to the Soviet Union in the Cold War. But the poor old Chagossians were booted out, were not consulted. Most were sent to Mauritius, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, then the last Conservative government, they considered giving it to Mauritius. Mauritius has been paid twice for this. In the recent years, Mauritius began asserting a claim to the Chagos Islands. And then they thought there might be some sort of court case in the International Court of Justice. Well, there isn't a court case, even though the United Kingdom might win it. But nevertheless, Sir Keir Starmer and his ludicrous legalistic government decided to just give it to Mauritius, who've already been paid twice for it. Well, game, set and match the Mauritians. I've got to hand it to them. They have outplayed him. They're getting something they've already sold twice, if it was even theirs to sell. But in return, they are, I think, leasing Diego Garcia, the island, to the UK for a long time. The Mauritian government is very cozy with the People's Republic of China. I don't dispute their right to formulate their own foreign policy. But obviously the PRC is a hostile state towards the United Kingdom and the USA. But last year, the Trump administration agreed with what the UK was doing. And so they signaled their approval. It could work out very well. President Trump himself said that. Some of his underlings were even more effusive. And ultimately, they report to him. It's his responsibility what they say. If they got it wrong, correct them, sack them, or whatever. Anyway, so that's all been signed and it's going over to Mauritius. Is it not in Mauritian hands already? The agreement was inked in May last year. And the UK is even paying £3.4 billion pounds for what it already had to the Mauritians. But then last night came out this bizarre tweet from Trump saying that it was an act of extreme stupidity. Well, that is correct. It certainly is. Was no need for the United Kingdom to give it away. Why on earth should it pay somebody else for what it already has, weaken its position? Mauritius may not extend the deal in one day, and Mauritius may allow hostile states to set up military bases on the adjoining islands and so forth, and so on. So Donald J. Trump said he's against the deal, but it all comes too late. Talk about being undiplomatic. If you said this a year ago, the deal probably wouldn't have happened, and so on. He's saying it's giving away for no reason whatsoever, which is definitely correct. There is no doubt that China and Russia have noticed this act of total weakness. Well, he is spot on there. Even a child could tell you that one. In the way he's Donald J. Trump just describes Diego Garcia, or is it the whole Chagos Islands, as extremely important land. Well, that is true. And so on. But what's to happen now? So you see how impaired this relationship is between the United Kingdom and the United States. So the UK hosted him for a second state visit. The first ever president get a second state visit. He thinks because he's so uniquely brilliant. It's because there's a new monarch, Charles III. So anyway, the Republic of Mauritius already has a sovereignty over the Chagos Archipelago. Now the Mauritians for some years have been claiming that, but now they definitely do because they've been handed back. Chagos Islands were considered part of Mauritius till 1965, and the UK spent £3 million on buying them from Mauritius, which is £3 million was a tidy sum in those days. Mauritius is not a wealthy country at all back then. Now it's the richest country in Africa. So this lease back is for 99 years of Diego Garcia, costing £101 million per year, and so on. So the United Kingdom, they really rolled out the red carpet for Donald J. Trump. They did everything to try and please him, to woo him. It seemed to have worked. And now he's reneged on the deal, which is typical. He's so untrustworthy, he's utterly dishonest. You see his incipient senility, these rants like this, not remembering what he said, getting confused and so on. So even though he is a dotant, he's not always wrong. What do you think? Was it the right thing to do? Anyway, the United Kingdom said that the base was under risk from court decisions. Well, these court decisions, I mean, are they binding? Are they even enforceable? All these other countries break international law. I know two solicitors told me international law doesn't even exist. All right. What do you think? Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, George Callan 79@gmail.com. Goodbye.